It's Thursday, May 2nd, 2024, and I'm Dave Sulp. Four things to know today. Microsoft's April 2024 security updates disrupt VPN services and NTLM across Windows. A forensic flaw, Marriott admits to using outdated SHA-1 hashing instead of encryption. Ukrainian hacker ordered to pay $16 million after pleading guilty in the Kaseya cyber attack. And PAX 8 announced leadership transition, Scott Chasen to take over as CEO as John Street steps down. This is the Business of Tech. This episode sponsored by Skykick, new sponsor for MSP Radio. Skykick has been helping over 30,000 MSPs for the past 10 years be more successful in the cloud, migrating, protecting, securing, and managing their Microsoft 365 customers. A highlight in their offerings is their Microsoft 365 data protection solution, Cloud Backup. They've recently enhanced it with a new feature called Smart Insights. This feature delivers visual insights, empowering partners to engage more efficiently with customers on Microsoft 365 data protection. And MSP Radio listeners get a special offer. Get a free 2M365 email migration for a customer when you bundle it with backup. Visit skykick.com/MSP Radio to learn details. There's a lot of security news and some of it very tactical. Let's start there. Microsoft has confirmed that the April 2024 Windows security updates have caused VPN connection failures across various Windows versions. The affected versions include Windows 11, Windows 10, and Windows Server 2008 and later. While Microsoft is investigating the issue, users can temporarily address the problem by uninstalling the security updates, although this will also remove other security fixes. Microsoft advises affected users to seek support through the Windows Get Help app or the Support for Business portal. Microsoft has also confirmed NTLM authentication failures and high load issues after installing April 2024 Windows Server security updates. This issue affects Windows domain controllers with a lot of NTLM traffic and few primary DCs. Microsoft is working on a fix and advises uninstalling the security updates as a temporary workaround. On the brighter side, Microsoft is launching passkey support for all consumer accounts, allowing users to sign in without passwords. Passkeys can be generated across Windows, Android, and iOS devices using authentication methods such as face, fingerprint, PIN, or security key. WhatsApp has also introduced passkey support on iOS following its release on Android. To enable passkeys on WhatsApp for iOS, users can go to the account section of the app's settings. This feature will be rolled out gradually to all users in the coming weeks. Why do we care? First, Microsoft has made many support desks work hard right now. That's the tactical. Second, I'll keep focusing on the broad consumer support for passkeys and continue to ask where that support is on the commercial side. It seems like a pretty obvious need to me. Marriott has admitted that it falsely claimed to have used encryption during a 2018 data breach when it had been using a hashing mechanism called Secure Hash Algorithm 1, or SHA-1. The revelation came during a court case, and Marriott has been ordered to correct the information on its website. Using SHA-1 instead of encryption raises questions about the company's initial belief and the oversight of forensic investigations. The admission could have serious implications for Marriott, including potential legal consequences and impact on stock prices. UnitedHealth's congressional testimony reveals significant security failures, including paying a $22 million ransom to attackers who breached its systems. The breach occurred due to compromised credentials and the lack of multi-factor authentication on a Change Healthcare Citrix portal that exposed a large amount of personally identifiable information and personal health information. The impact on data security and the potential for follow-on attacks remains unclear. According to CEO Andrew Witty, approximately a third of U.S. citizens may have been affected by the hack. The company is still investigating the breach to determine the exact number of people impacted. It is expected to take several months before victims can be notified. Why do we care? It's always the lying. Marriott lied to cover up a mistake. That makes everything worse every time. It's also often basic stuff: two-factor authentication, encryption, and being ready to not pay a ransom. Many cybersecurity discussions offer tools-based, complex solutions. But instead, it's the basics. And wonder why I keep focusing on passkeys? While it's not a silver bullet, it sure would go a long way. Borislav Yavinsky, a Ukrainian national accused in the Kaseya ransomware attack, has been sentenced to 13 years and 7 months in prison and ordered to pay over $16 million in restitution. Yavinsky conducted over 2,500 ransomware attacks and demanded more than $700 million in ransom payments as part of the Revil ransomware gang. The attacks involved hacking into computers worldwide, encrypting them with ransomware, and threatening to disclose victims' data if they refused to pay publicly. According to the FBI, another man involved in the Revil ransomware attacks, Yavinsky Polinian, a now 31-year-old Russian national, remains at large. Why do we care? This is a huge moral victory and one worth celebrating. But I will leave it to Robert Joffe, who is a guest on the show, and his words on LinkedIn. Quote, "Was it emotional for me? You cannot imagine the surrealness, but I was stoic, electing to concentrate on the court proceedings and listening for details. Then the judge spoke about what she considered in this case to determine punishment. My name and my victim impact statement were among the people and facts she listed. For that, I was humbly grateful, but the moment hit me again, at least momentarily. Is there closure? Don't think so linearly. This story has many branches and intersections. Think of it as simply one limb that has been cauterized. There are other chapters that may never end or heal. I want to remind you all that our collective work remains unfinished, but now you can proceed with greater hope and perhaps a little victory in your heart. And remember, there's no shame in victimhood. There is strength in vulnerability. The missing element in our cyber defenses is community. Please invest more of yourselves there." End quote. Pax8 founder and CEO John Street has stepped down and named current CTO Scott Chazen the new CEO. Street will remain chairman of the board and focus on strategic initiatives. The leadership change came after Pax8 implemented layoffs and aimed to position the company for long-term success. Chazen, who joined Pax8 in 2021, is described as a visionary and will lead the company's innovation efforts. Pax8 raised $96 million in 2021 from investors, including Catalyst Investors and Sageview Capital. In April 2022, the company raised another $185 million from SoftBank Vision Fund II, bringing its valuation to $1.7 billion. In September 2023, Pax8 secured a $50 million line of credit with HSBC Innovation Banking, does not anticipate using it immediately due to its strong cash position. Why do we care? Two reasons. First, entrepreneurial success is always worth celebrating, so congratulations to John. Second, more than a sale, a change in CEO can result in a strategic direction change. This is the time to watch for potential changes over the coming months. This isn't a panic moment, it's an observation one. The company's Beyond event is next month. We'll all keep an eye on things. Today's episode is supported by CoreView. Your customers need your Microsoft 365 expertise, and CoreView has the only M365 management platform designed for MSPs. Manage hundreds of tenants, automate manual tasks, and monitor compliance, all while intelligently comparing to the baseline. With a no-code control approach, CoreView revolutionizes your Microsoft 365 administration. This powerful platform enables automatic reporting and remediation, ensuring optimal performance and security. The best part? You achieve this high level of service without the need for a large workforce, allowing you to focus on growing your business through efficiency. Want to know more? Visit coreview.com/MSP and find out more. Thanks for listening. Today is National Brothers and Sisters Day, so a shout out to mine all across the country. Have a question you want answered? We do take listener questions, sending them ideally as a voice memo or video to question@mspradio.com. I answer those live each week on our Wednesday live show on YouTube and LinkedIn, 3 p.m. Eastern next week. And if you got a comment or a thought, put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSP Radio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit MSPradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.